Everybody in Radio Land, this is Pastor Marcia from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Living the Good Life is the name of this show, and we come to you every single week on Sunday afternoons, 3 o'clock, live in our Clearwater, Florida location, and at 7 a.m. Eastern or 6 a.m. Central, through the Starcom Media Network, which we are now a part of and very excited about that. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Living the Good Life. And we're going to have a great time today. Betty, are you on the phone there with me?
Yes, Pastor Marcia. How are you?
I'm great. How about you up there in Indiana? Are you still in the frozen tundra?
Well, partially frozen, partially unthawed. We're experiencing some 40-degree weather today.
And woo!
We're all out sunbathing, so we're having a good old time up here in the half-frozen tundra.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds like you've had a major improvement over the last couple of weeks. You guys have had a terrible winter up there, as has most of this country. So
yes, besides Florida, you know, we see all these nice all these things about, you know, the East Coast getting like 18 feet of snow in some areas, and in Florida, and all the Floridians down there always have to, you know, post their 70-degree weather when we're below zero.
So, I know.
We'll all be on the same link here, maybe spring and summer. We'll all be in the same temperature.
There you go.
80s and 90s.
Yes.
So ready for it.
And we had a time change last night, and so we're getting used to that. And Brother Chip, who's on here right before me, he and I were talking just now about how hard it is to get used to that. Seems like the older I get, the more difficult it is to get used to that time change thing. You get it too in Indiana.
Yes. Yeah, we sprung forward.
Yes, we sure did.
Time change, and it's like, did I just lose an hour of sleep?
Yes, you did.
Like, yes, you surely did. But you know what? It gets you to church or to listen to the radio an hour earlier.
So there you go.
Okay. There's always a plus to everything.
I'm so excited about this show today, Betty. Cindy will join us later. And I tell you what, it's going to be a marvelous show as we talk about what Jesus left us when he went to heaven. The gift that he promised became reality 10 days after he went into heaven and back to his Father. And for those of you that missed last week, you can catch that up on the TanTalk1340.com podcast. Go to Living the Good Life. And our webmaster posts all the shows from this show and the one we do on Thursday night at the end of each month. So everything through February is up on BOHMGlobal.com. That's our website. BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMGlobal.com if you've missed any, especially since this new year started, Betty. We've just really been feeling the presence of God mightily in our shows, haven't we? Woo!
Oh, yes. I said, you know, the more you listen, it just seems like the more powerful they are becoming.
Yes.
From the first show that's on the website to the most current that's on a podcast,
right,
is that you can feel the vibrance. The word just almost basically comes alive. It just jumps out of the radio because of the power of God.
Power of God. Yes.
And that's what it is. And, you know, it's the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is becoming more prominent in today's world.
You know, we always start our show with that same song that we have since we began this show back in 07. And it's talking about the river of anointing. And to those of you that may not know what that really means, it means the river of God's presence in our lives that so takes us over that we become a new person from the inside out. His presence in our lives changes us so that we become more like Jesus on a daily basis. The title of this series, which we began last Sunday, if you missed last Sunday's show, you can go to, again, the TanTalk1340.com website and catch it on a podcast. The title of this new series is From the Inside Out. And it so goes along with what we're studying today about the promise that Jesus gave to all those that were there living at the time that he went into heaven, and all of us down through the ages. The promise is still valid. It is something that each of us can experience and have in our lives. And Betty, we're talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit in our lives, are we not?
Oh, yes, we are. I just, when you sent through our, like our little information about what we, you know, what we talk about every week.
Right.
As the Lord gives it to you. When it, you mentioned the Holy Spirit, it's just like I got, I call them Holy Spirit goosebumps, because it's so wonderful to be able to talk about that wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit and what it can do for us from the inside out. And it's just, oh, I'm ready to explode with excitement.
It's so exciting, because once you've experienced the power and the changes that can happen in your life as a result of you understanding and accepting the work of the Holy Spirit in you, your life changes entirely. It's like you had a life prior to that, and you have a life from that point on. Don't you think, Betty?
Yeah, it's almost like the difference between writing. This is a very strange illustration.
Okay.
This is from like writing from, you know, your life's going along and you're riding in a kayak.
Okay.
And the next minute you're on a luxury yacht.
I like that. I like that.
And it's that drastic. It's something that once you receive that, the Holy Spirit, you don't want anything else. You don't want to go back.
No, you don't want to go back. You want to go forward.
Keep moving, yes. You know, persevering and moving forward, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. Is he catapults us into new and more prosperous things.
Oh, it's amazing. Are you putting my kayak down there, Betty?
Mm-mm. No, I would never do that.
No, you would not, would you?
I know what. If I was out on the ocean, I would rather be in a more sustainable craft than a kayak.
Yes, and one with a kitchen and a bathroom, right? I know that's what you're thinking.
Just a little motor, in case you just didn't have the manpower to move that craft on the shore, I could either push a button or pull a rope and say, okay, Lord, get me to shore. Just get me to shore.
You know, that really is a good metaphor for what the Holy Spirit does. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity today to share your word with our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for all the new stations that have come on board. We thank you, Lord, for the outreach of this show today to millions of people. We thank you, Lord, that as we reach out to you in faith, we believe that you will anoint every song, that you will anoint the words that come from our mouths, that you will teach the people through us today. Lord, we're your vessels. All we want to do is be the conduit that teaches the presence, the amazing presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we just ask that you bless everything that's done today on this show. You get the glory. You get the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We're kicking off with a Casting Crowns song. It's one of my favorite contemporary groups, and it is Spirit Wind. And listen to the words going from those dry bones to being so full of God.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, you spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. You stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their souls and raised them again a mighty army. For soon these arisen warriors will battle again, for they have been filled with the Spirit. A pastor stands before his congregation, once a mighty army for the Lord, but now he stares into the lifeless eyes, believers leading carnal lives. Wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling on his life, he spoke God's word like he'd done 100 times before. But this time he comes broken and weeping, the tears of a broken heart, and he cries out to the Lord. Oh Lord, send your wind into this valley, breath of life into their souls, raise them again a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again, they have been filled with the Spirit of wind.
Raise us again a mighty army, mighty God. That's our prayer. Risen warriors are going to battle again. You are going to learn today on Living the Good Life how to be that powerful warrior for God. Get your Bibles if you can. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Here we see at the beginning of Mark that John the Baptist is baptizing in the Jordan River. He is baptizing in water, and that's an outward sign of an inward change. People that know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we hope that you have already submitted yourself to water baptism. It's not a requirement to get to heaven. However, it's an outward sign of an inward change. And John the Baptist is doing just that. Now, the people think that John was just wonderful. He was very strange looking in that he looked like Elijah did, the prophet of the Old Testament, when he walked this earth. He wore camel's hair. He had His diet was locusts and wild honey and all kinds of things like that. And so he was kind of interesting, and people went out to see him and hear him preach. And a lot of them, many got baptized in water by John. And he was so popular that he began to realize that he needed to communicate to the people that he was not the star of the show, that he was temporarily the one that was in the limelight. But his job was to point everyone to Jesus. And dear ones, that is our job. Every one of us that know Jesus is our personal Lord and Savior. Our job that God has given us is to point people to Jesus and to the life that we can have when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. And so what John the Baptist did here was say, and I'm in the Message Bible in Mark chapter 1, verse 7, the real action comes next. The star in this drama, that's why I use that word, the star in this drama, to whom I am a mere stagehand, will change your life. Now, if I had my bell in here in the control room, I would be banging it right then, because change your life is something that you really need to write down or make note of. That's what God does with the power of the Holy Spirit. He changes your life. And John says, I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for this kingdom life. Then he said, his baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit. Now he's talking about Jesus. Will change you from the inside out. Hence the topic of this series, From the Inside Out. And what John is saying here is there is somebody coming after me that's going to change you. Even though John was preaching that people needed to get saved, repent of their sins, and be water baptized, he realized that he was not the Messiah, that the one coming after him was indeed Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And when you look in verse 9 of Mark 1, at this time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. God's perfect timing. John the Baptist is standing there saying, wait for the one who's coming. Here he shows up. You can just picture him coming up over the hill as John's talking. And he was baptized by John in the Jordan. He did that as a symbol to people. Okay, the moment he came out of the water, that's Jesus, he saw the sky split open and God's Spirit, looking like a dove, come down on him. Along with the Spirit, here came this voice out of heaven, which anybody that was standing there heard that this day. And that's why it's recorded in the Gospels, what was said, that voice that came out of heaven. The voice said this, you are my son. This is God the Father talking to Jesus. Chosen and marked by my love and pride of my life. Whoa. Now we're going to go over to the book of Acts. So let's turn right in your Bible and go over three or four books to the book of Acts. And let's give you a little preamble to what's happening here. Jesus walked this earth, as we know, for 33 years. He submitted to being crucified on the cross. We're going to talk about that in a few weeks as we approach Easter, Resurrection Day. And at the end of his crucifixion, he was put in a tomb, as you all know, for 3 days, 3 nights. We'll talk about that soon. But he came out of that tomb a risen Lord. And from that tomb, he walked the earth for 40 days. Now, 40 is very important because when Jesus first was anointed by the Holy Spirit, that where we just talked about in Mark, it also goes on in Mark and in Matthew and in Luke to say that God took Jesus out into the wilderness for a period of 40 days where he was tempted and tested by the devil. Now we have a same period of time, 40 days, like it rained for Noah back in the book of Genesis, how it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Then God took Jesus out into the wilderness 40 days and nights as a testing time. Now we see 40 days again, but we see it in the realm of total victory because Jesus has become the risen Lord. He's come out of the tomb victorious over Satan and death and sin, and he walked the earth for 40 more days, and he did a lot during that time. He taught the disciples. Betty, I think it's fascinating, some of these stories in the book of John in particular, where Jesus walks into their prayer meetings, walks right through the walls and says, hey, how you doing? What's for lunch? Don't you love that?
Yeah, that's just like him. I mean, it was so prevalent then, you know, to the disciples for those 40 days.
Yes.
But he's also so prevalent to us.
Amen.
In that same way.
Yes.
You know, he shows up. There was a song that said, you know, God shows up and he shows off. And that's what is so neat about him.
Amen.
Is that there's no, I don't want to say rhyme nor reason, but usually he's there and he's been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have not recognized or been able to see that power manifest. But I think in these next few weeks and months and years to come, we are going to see more manifestations of God's power through the power of his Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely. And I like that, what you said. Sometimes, and I think a lot of maybe our listening audience, there would be a lot of our listening audience that would say, you know, I just haven't been that aware of God in my life. I haven't realized that I could have power in my everyday life. And that's what you're talking about today. That's what we're talking about today on Living the Good Life. The transformation that the Holy Spirit does in our lives is totally and completely life-changing. You will never be the same after you go through the experience that we're talking about today, which is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It will change you forever from the inside out. Whoa. So let's go to Acts 1. And let's look at verse 5, because Jesus, actually, I think it starts with verse 4. Jesus has already walked the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. And it says right here in Acts 1, 4, after his death, he presented himself alive to them in many different settings over a period of 40 days. In face-to-face meetings, he talked to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. And as they met and ate meals together, that fascinates me, Betty, right there. He told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but they must wait for what the Father promised. We've talked a lot on this show through the years about the promises of God and that we have to wait sometimes before we see them. Here is Jesus right before he goes into heaven reminding us that sometimes you got to wait for that promise, okay? And he said, you must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water. You will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. Talk to me about that, Betty. Woo, I love that. That came right out of Jesus' mouth, what was about to happen.
Well, and I think as the Lord does in his word, is that he prepares us.
Yes.
He doesn't put anything on us that we don't want. I think that what he was trying to do is prepare them for the Holy Spirit, but he was also letting them know to be patient. Wait.
That's right.
Trust me. I mean, what God says he's going to do. And I think a lot of times, even me, I'm a doubting Thomas at times, is that I doubt what's going to happen.
Right.
And he kept coming to them, letting them know, now don't, you know, sit here, wait. What God has promised, he will come through with. And again, I think it's a thing with them that he was preparing them. He was wanting them to trust him.
Amen.
To believe in his word.
Yes.
That what God says he will do, he will do.
Amen.
And it's hard for us a lot of times to comprehend that.
Right.
Is that we think that, okay, where are you, Lord?
Yeah.
I'm going through this. I'm going through this storm, but that's when he wants us to trust him the most, is that we have that perseverance.
Amen.
That we have that steadfastness, that we are not going to be shaken. We are not going to be moved. We are going to stand, and we're going to believe God's promises.
Right.
And it's sometimes it's hard for us to do because we have this will about us that, well, no, I would rather do it my way, you know?
Exactly.
You know, we're sitting here pounding our fist. God, I want to do it now, and I want to do it.
Right.
What if you do it in my timing?
Exactly.
What if you do it in my timing? And I think that's what he was telling the disciples. If this is going to be in God's timing.
Yes.
Not yours.
And I don't believe that they knew. We were talking about this subject Friday night in our Friday night gathering. I don't believe that they knew exactly when this Holy Spirit was coming.
Mm-mm.
But it's very interesting in verse 7 of Acts 1 that he goes on, Jesus goes on to say, you don't get to know the time. I love that.
Yeah.
The timing is in the father's is the father's business. What you'll get, here's what you're going to get. You know, so often we want God to tell us everything that's about to happen, like what you were just saying, Betty. And we get impatient with the knowledge. We want to know it now, you know. Well, God, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do this, God? And here's what he said. What you're going to get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able. That means you're going to have the ability to do. You're going to be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth. And right there in another translation, it says you're going to have the power to be able. And the power there, that word in the Greek is dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S. And it means the dynamic power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you're going to have dynamic power working in you from the inside out. You're going to be changed from the inside out. Wow, that's the dunamis. And we get that when we allow the Holy Spirit to just flood us with his presence. Woo! That's good news, Betty.
Hey, that's good preaching, Pastor.
It's good news.
It is. It is the good news. And I think that that power that you're talking about sometimes replaces the timidity that we feel that of being rejected because we're lovers of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're followers. We're disciples. We're fishers of men.
Right.
And it takes that extra power to get us motivated to take what was old and to make it brand new.
Yeah.
It's a hard concept to digest because, well, how can I be different? I remember years ago, and when we can talk about this later, but of how it's being running in neutral for a very long time, maybe once you've accepted Jesus, is that you want more.
Yes.
Okay, I've gotten a lot of the milk.
Mm-hmm.
I've digested it. Now I want some meat.
Yes.
I want to be able to do what God wants me to do, but yet I just feel like, God, there's something else that you have for me. And it's like, boom. It comes in like a lamb, but it changes you into a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like what, you know, how they've always said that, you know, comes in like a, you know, goes out like a lamb, comes in like a lion or whatever.
Right, yeah.
That's what the power does, is
yes.
that it makes you a disciple of Christ. It makes you a fisher of men. It makes you want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ no matter what anyone says to you.
We've
been called Jesus freaks, religious, you know, fanatics, you know.
Well, that's what you are, Betty. You're just
I
one
am.
Of those.
You know, and you know what? I am proud to wear that
there you
badge,
go. There you
know?
Go.
If, you know, someone says, there's something different about you. I remember you telling me a story several weeks ago about you mm-hmm. sitting across from a table.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you know, did not know you from Adam.
Not
till that night. But
mm-hmm.
he got to know you even more because he knew that you were a spirit-filled Christian.
Right. He knew something was different.
Something was different about you. And
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can't identify it. But you're different. And that's how it changes us. It catapults us into a new realm of what it's like to be a disciple of Christ.
And what we're talking about is the Holy Spirit. And we are Trinitarian, if you know what that means. We're charismatic, which we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe that there is a fullness. That's what we're talking about today, that you can have in God that will change you from the inside out. And the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but yet it's all God. And the best example I've ever heard through the years, and I don't know where I first heard it, is that water is, every molecule of water is made up of two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. Maybe I remember this so well because I was a chemistry teacher. So every molecule of water is two parts hydrogen. It's H2O and one part oxygen. You can have water be steam, you can have it be liquid water that we drink, and you can have it be ice. It can look totally different, but the molecular composition is still the same. It's all H2O. That's the same with God. He can be in the form of Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, but what he is still Almighty God. Now, when Jesus walked this earth, let's go to John chapter 14. I'm going to take it a different route than I thought I was, and that's because God's asking me to do that right now, and that's where we're going. So we're going to John chapter 14, and we're going to verse 15, because these are the words exactly of Jesus, and I think it bears such credibility when we can say that Jesus said this, not just a prophet or a teacher or a disciple, but Jesus himself said this when he walked this earth. So let's go there, because some of you may say, well, I've heard about that baptism of the Holy Spirit. It sounds weird to me. No, let's see what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. And it's found in John 14, starting with verse 15, is one of the places. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit a lot when he walked this earth. But this is one place, and I think it'll make it very clear to you. If you love me, he says, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father. Now, that's Jesus saying he'll talk to the Father. So now you see two parts of the Trinity right there. And he'll provide you another friend. Okay? Now, that word there is talking about the Holy Spirit. And that Greek word that it was originally written in is the word parakletos. P-A-R-A-C-L-E-T-O-S. And it means this. If you take notes, it's important you write all this down. What Jesus said he was going to provide us when he went back to heaven was a friend. Okay? What does a friend do? Friend sticks close by you, right? Well, one of the definitions of this word parakletos in Greek is one who is called alongside to help you. And it also means he's an advocate for you, like an attorney. He's a comforter. He's a counselor. The word actually has seven meanings, and I love this because every one of these explain what the Holy Spirit does. So I'm going to go slow, and I'm going to go back, and I put them in alphabetical order so that maybe it'll help you remember them. The first meaning of friend, parakletos, in the original Greek, is advocate, like an attorney. Comforter. Boy, don't we need that during difficult, grieving times. Counselor. We all need a counselor, don't we? Helper. Oh, yeah. There's so many times I need help with whatever. An intercessor, somebody who prays to the Father for you. Strengthener and standby. Alphabetically, I think standby would go before strengthener, but you know what? That's okay. Let me give them to you again, all seven of them. This is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Advocate, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, standby, and strengthener. And Jesus said, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit as your friend, so you'll always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth. So Jesus says, this is what it is that I'm going to give you. Now, this was a few days before he went to the cross, and it's a few days before he walked the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. So this is maybe 6 weeks prior to when the Holy Spirit did descend, but he tells the disciples, here's what I'm going to send you. Don't get all frustrated and worried and frightened, because you're going to have a friend with you all the time forever. I am with you always. I will never leave you. Woo. I don't know. That'll preach, right, Betty? Woo, woo.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, it makes you just feel all warm and fuzzy inside that he's giving you something so that you don't feel like an orphan.
Amen.
That you don't feel like that you're alone.
Yes.
And I think the disciples, maybe how, why he was with them for as long as he was, is that they had had him in the physical body.
Right.
They had Jesus in the physical
body. Yes, they did.
But then, and it makes me emotional, because they saw him die.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him die on a cross. They saw them. They took his body down.
Right.
They prepared it for grave.
Yes.
He was in the grave for 3 days. They went back. Someone came back and told him that he's gone.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore.
Amen.
And then he appears to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you feel like that you've lost something as
right.
dear as what Jesus was to them, that he wanted to reassure them that they were not alone, that God was going to send the Holy Spirit to them so that they would feel like that they were not alone.
Amen.
That, and I like that word orphaned, because you feel like that once you've had Jesus around you for that long a period of time, it's like, why did he go away? Why did he have to leave us? Why did he forsake us? But, you know, Jesus tells us all through the Bible, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So as a kind of like a the ribbon on top of a gift box is that it's telling you that I'm here. The present that I'm going to leave you will be with you all the days of your life.
Oh, amen, amen, amen.
And I mean, it's just if I had been, if I had actually ever been in the presence of Jesus himself, and then he left me.
Oh, can you imagine what they felt?
I can't imagine the loneliness, the abandonment that they had felt for that, just that short period of time.
Yeah.
Until someone came back and said, he's gone.
Right.
And then they see him, and it's like, it's just like that song that Sandy Patty sings, I just seen Jesus.
Yes, that's such a great song.
You know, he's alive.
Yes.
You know? And it's that right there, that statement alone, he's alive.
Ooh.
He's risen, is enough to make any Christian, any person, I'm going to restate that, any person who loves Jesus above everything else would make them weep, because we've got to understand the in-depthness of what the Holy Spirit can do for us. And I think you're doing a wonderful job of that, of giving them like a cookie. But, you know, when you give a child a cookie, you have to prepare them for what they are about to partake in.
Yeah.
Not to take it without some type of explanation. And I think that will help people to understand. Do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. And so cool that these disciples were just human like us. And Jesus realized that they needed some hope here. That they needed to know that when he left the earth, something was coming that was going to replace him walking this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the third part of the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit. And so here Jesus is talking just a few days before he goes to the cross in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you just joined us. And he's preparing the disciples for that event. But they don't even realize that that's what's going on. You know, and so often God prepares us for all kinds of things in our life. And we look back and we go, oh, God was trying to prepare my heart for this or that, you know. And here Jesus is preparing them and saying, look, I'm leaving. Now, I know you're really attached to me, gang, but I'm sending something so wonderful that you're not even going to be able to understand. All of you, everybody, from now until the end of time, are going to know God in a different dimension, because God the Father is sending the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't just enough to have Jesus walk around and know, let's say, a few thousand people in Jerusalem and in the surrounding area while he walked this earth. But now everybody, worldwide, and Jesus always makes that statement, worldwide, anybody, men, women, children, doesn't matter what tribe or nation you are from, you can know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you can experience the indwelling of his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, that is the friend who is the Holy Spirit, who is those seven things. Here we go again. If you didn't get them all down a minute ago, I'm doing them alphabetically. Advocate, like an attorney for you. Comforter, oh, we need that. Counselor, oh yes, we need that. Helper, intercessor, strengthener and standby. He is all of that for us, the Holy Spirit. Actually, the baptism of the Holy Spirit means to be full up, to be to full to overflowing with God's presence in your life, and all seven of these attributes of the Holy Spirit working and living in you and through you. in you, and through you. Okay? That's what we're talking about today. So, you know, as we approach Resurrection Day and we so often get sad about the death of Jesus on the cross, no, it's a glorious day. Yeah. It's a time to rejoice because he went to the cross willingly for our sins and sicknesses. And he came out of the tomb, a risen Lord. And then 50 days later, he sent the Holy Spirit, the friend, the Spirit of truth, to live on the inside of everyone who wants him. Oh, my. If My People Pray by Avalon is the next song we're going to do. And I chose that because when you really want all that God has for you, you will seek him with your whole heart. You will seek him in prayer. You will sometimes fall down before him. You will kneel at your recliner or your sofa. You will cry out. Your hands will go up in praise. And you will begin to realize that he wants to do a fresh new work in you. If my people pray.
God's mercy revealing where we have fallen from his way. For we know he gives hope to the humble, gives light in the darkness, and grace when we stumble. For me.
Praise God. Oh, I love that song. If my people pray, that's what God is calling us to do. If you want all that God has for you in this life, and I certainly hope you do want that, then this topic is something you have to explore. You need to pray and ask God to show you the power, the amazing dynamic power that works in us when we allow the Holy Spirit to really overflow us, baptize us with Him. It's amazing what happens. I'm going to give you a text number. You can text in. We've already had a text. And any others that would like to comment or just ask a question, we'll try to answer them soon. 727-888-4171 is our text number and voicemail number for the ministry now and for this show and Go Yard on Thursday night. 727-888-4171. Someone has used that text number today. That's great. Anybody else can. Betty, I love that song because it's about seeking God. If you're going to be really filled up with God, it's not a matter of just saying, yeah, okay, God, I want everything you have for me. Okay, and then I just go about my life. It's not like that, is it?
No, in fact, I saw a really cute little illustration where they were talking about prayer as being knee mail, K-N-E-E.
Knee mail, yeah, getting down on your knees. There you go.
And it's such a, I consider it a privilege.
Amen.
To be able to pray for my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It's communication with the Lord that I find so dear. And I also find there's power in prayer.
Yes.
And the amount of prayer requests that we've had in these past few weeks.
Crazy amount.
It's, you can tell that, you know, people are hurting.
They're yes, they are.
In a furnace of affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going through a storm that they don't know how, quite what to do. And that's where prayer takes the place of not knowing what to do.
Amen.
And he's so good about hearing our prayers. We may not see the answers in this lifetime, but we may. And when we do, I believe that's when the power of praise,
yes,
plays a integral part of receiving all that God has for us too, through His Word, through prayer, through praise. It's our adoration.
Yes, it
for
is.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to give them praise and thank them for everything that they do for us.
Oh, amen.
On our behalf.
You know, I love that you said all that because it leads us right in to verse 14 of Acts chapter 1, because after Jesus stood there on that hill before he was lifted up into heaven, and he told the disciples and everybody gathered around, wait, don't leave Jerusalem, he said. Don't go anywhere. Wait for the promise that the Father is going to send to you. It is the Holy Spirit. Wait on that. Now, it's so cool that the Bible records that there were about 120 who did just that and spent so much time. Now, I'm a study of numbers in Scripture, and of course, 120 is 12 times 10. 12 is God's perfect order of everything. The 10 is, you know, like the 10 commandments, that, you know, God's way of doing things. And also back in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, there's an event where the priests were inaugurating the new temple, and it says that 120 of them were praising God with their instruments and their voices, and they fell down in the presence of God. They couldn't even stand up because it was so powerful what God was doing. That was the Old Testament 120. Here we have 120 in Acts chapter 1, verse 14. These included the mother of Jesus. It included Mary Magdalene. It included Jesus' own brothers. There was a lot of women there. It was not just a men's gathering. It went on for 10 days. And this is Acts 1:14. They agreed that they were in this for good. They completely together in prayer. There were so many people in this 120, and they spent 10 days, and we have a hard time spending 10 minutes, people. They spent 10 days in prayer on their knees, and I think they had times where they would be bursting out in praise. I think there were times they sang hymns, because we know in the scripture that they did sing hymns. They did sing a lot. There were times, I think, that maybe they just rested and took a nap, or maybe they ate dinner together. Whatever it was, they spent 10 days waiting on the promise, okay? The promise of the Holy Spirit. And that's what they were waiting on. You know, this song that we just did, If My People Pray, is so important when we realize that that's where the victories and the miracles come from, Betty. When we really will submit and surrender our own ideas of the way everything else should work in our lives. You know, accepting the baptism of the Holy Spirit is really a step of faith, like getting saved. And it's not trying to figure it all out, but just simply surrender. Don't you think, Betty?
Oh, most definitely, Pastor. It's when we were going to talk about this on the radio today, I tried to remember being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember it was during prayer and submission.
Amen. That's when it usually is.
That it happened.
Yes.
And I was brought up, I was in 1985, we attended Assemblies of God in Anderson. And I remember it was after the church service, and they left the doors open. And I so wanted that so bad, because there were people around me who had so much wisdom that they had more, I want to call it, there was more inside of them than was inside of me. And
the power. It's the dunamis.
I wanted them, that dunamis power.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they could go up and lay hands on people and they would, you know, they would be healed.
Right.
They would receive salvation. And just without even thinking, I almost got up off my knees, and the power of God came over me.
Oh, amen.
And, I mean, it was just, I'm not a very soft prayer. I can, in church, you know, I mean, I'm very reverent, but when I'm by myself, and at that point in time, I mean, I just rose up like a roaring fire, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
That when that power came on me and at that time, I was just a wee little inkling of, I thought I was nothing. You know, why would God want to fill me with the Holy Spirit? I'm just a wee little person, a little disciple in Anderson, Indiana. And you know what? When that hit me,
woo!
And I told you before that it was like electricity, I came up off that floor, and I was just enthralled. I was just enthroned by His presence.
Oh, amen.
That people were standing around looking at me, and they were sobbing because the presence of God was
so strong,
truly there.
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have given me one of the greatest gifts.
The greatest gift, yeah.
One of the greatest gifts that I could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And to this day, I mean, I've walked a straight path. I've kind of gotten off that beaten path. But you know what? The Holy Spirit has never left me.
Absolutely not.
He's always been my comforter.
He's always
my helper.
Yeah.
And most of all, He's my intercessor. He intercedes for me to the Father.
Yes.
And I mean, what greater love is that He sent the Holy Spirit, Pastor, for me and to our listeners?
And you know,
available to them too.
Yes, when we all realize this is a free gift, people.
Yes.
And don't be afraid of receiving everything God has for you. Be excited that that God the Father wants you to be blessed with His Holy Spirit to such an extent that your life will never be the same. You will be changed from the inside out. Oh, we have so much more to talk about on this topic in the next hour. Cindy will be joining us again from Indiana. We have half of our radio team back from the church that I pastored in Indiana for several years, Cornerstone Ministry, and we're so glad that you guys are a part of this radio ministry. You and your daughter, Megan, Betty, and Cindy, and then we have some of our Beacon folks here in Clearwater, and it's just a joy how God has kind of tied everybody together in ministry now. Isn't it great?
Oh, I mean, it's just, it's like, you know, you could pick up right where you left off from 20 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
And you pick right up where you left off. And it's,
right.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Because yes, absolutely. And so we have a lot more to share with you. So don't go anywhere. And we've got another hour. So you've got time to call people and have them listen to the show. If you're on the Starcom Media Network listening to us from some part in the globe, across the United States or in different countries, we welcome you. We are a ministry of faith, by faith. We are full gospel. What that means is we believe that the scripture says what it does and means what it says, and we want to teach Jesus and the Word of God. That's what we're all about. We're not crazy. We're not, you know, some weird group of people. We just people love Jesus, and we teach the Word. We are just a people of the Word, I guess. I just, what keeps coming to me to say, that's what we're about. So we teach the Bible. We bring in contemporary Christian music that's going to help you and really lift you up. We have a prayer line ministry. Betty, it's so fascinating to me. You, part of my old church in Indiana, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor here in Clearwater, you two are the ones that head up the prayer chain. And when people send requests, you guys get them. And that's all done by email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Would you just say a word quickly before we get to commercial here in a minute?
Yes, I tell you, it is a blessing to be able to be a part of a ministry that lifts up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And to be able to type a prayer request, it has actually, since I've been on the prayer team at Beacon of Hope, it's brought me so much closer to God. Because, you know, in prayer, you're praying almost continually for people that you get prayer requests for. But then, you know, when those praise reports come in, your heart is happy because you know that God is still on the throne.
Oh, amen.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send them in. Tell people about that email address. We have so many people that use that from around the United States and different parts of the world now, too. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. And Betty or Pastor Jim will write a prayer, send it out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, you don't have to be local here with us. Just write an email to the same address, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will put you on the prayer team. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, every Friday night we have what we call the Friday Gathering. We have it at the Ramada Inn, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater, where me or Pastor Jim or both of us together teach the Word in an interactive style. We have some worship music, songs, great songs. We have time for praying for people's needs and ministering to them. That starts every Friday night in Clearwater, 6:30. Everyone is welcome. We have another show that now is in its sixth or seventh month, Betty. I think 7 months. And it is on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. on this radio station. On the Starcom Media Network, it is on at 5 p.m. on Thursdays, and that is Eastern Standard Time, so you can adjust your time accordingly. 5 o'clock on the Starcom Media Network and the affiliates, and that is Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. live here in Clearwater every Thursday night, Eastern Standard Time. And it's Go Yard with Mama Mac, and that's my other name. And Betty, what do we tell them about? You got 30 seconds. Tell them what we do on Go Yard.
Well, life coaching show with Dr. Angel Falzoni and Mama Mac, a chance to listen, gain knowledge about things that happen in the everyday world, given from a psychologist, psychiatrist point of view, gives you a different perspective maybe of what you've heard in the past about addiction, about abuse, It helps you to deal with today's problems in today's world. I highly recommend it, and I guarantee you that there's something that they're going to talk about that's going to help you out.
Amen. From setting boundaries, from topics of domestic violence. Last week we answered questions. It was a powerful show. We're getting so many people writing in questions about real life situations in their life. The hour goes so quickly. We encourage you to join us on Go Yard with Mama Mac. And that originates 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday night, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on the Starcom Network. And it's time for a little station ID. Here we go.